starts The Magic Flute, that literally fantastic opera, premiered in 1791, is next to the last. You know, based on big ideas of and rituals of Freemasonry. It was in Singspiel form. It was written for Vienna in German vernacular as opposed to Italian. So we chose to do the dialogue in English. However, we like the sound of the German on the music, so we'll sing in German and speak in English. I think it'll make sense. The characters we're concerned with here are Pamina, who is the daughter of the Queen of the Night, who's been abducted by the Zoroastro, who turns out to be the good guy, I guess, at least the wise guy. And at the moment, she's in the care of a nasty villain named Monostatos. In the original, he's done as a black-faced Moor. Ooh. And we also see Papageno, who in the original is done as half-man, half-bird with lots of feathers. He's a bird catcher and an unusual sort of character. We came up with a slightly more modern and different solution rather than having black face and feathers, which I think will work rather nicely. I think the scene is pretty self-explanatory. It closes with a beautiful duet, a love duet sung by a couple who aren't lovers. It's in praise of love and marriage. The man who feels love will also have a kindly heart.
Queen of the Night?
The Queen of the Night? Who are you?
A messenger of the Queen.
My mother! Your name?
Papageno.
Papageno? Oh, I remember having heard your name often, but you yourself I never saw.
Nor I you.
Then you know my mother.
If you are the daughter of the Queen of the Night, then yes.
Yes, I am.
Well, let's see. Eyes green. Green, lips red, red, brown hair, everything is correct, except for the hands and feet, for judging from this picture, you have no hands and feet.
Let me see. Yes, that is my portrait, but how did it come into your hands?
I went early this morning, as usual, to make my delivery.
Delivery?
Yes, for years now I've delivered the finest birds I could catch to your mother and her ladies. Just as I was about to hand over the birds, I saw someone standing in front of me who called himself... a prince. This prince so impressed your mother that she gave him your portrait and ordered him to set you free. His decision was just as quick as his love for you.
Love? He loves me then? Oh, say it again. It feels so good to hear the word love.
That I believe, for you are a girl. But where was I?
You were talking about love.
Love, yes. Right, good memory.
Well, then let's go. But suppose this is only a trap. Suppose you are but an evil genius of Sarastro.
I, an evil genius? What are you thinking of? I am no genius at all.
Well, forgive me, friend, if I have offended you, but you have a tender heart.
Ah, certainly I have a tender heart. But what good does it do me when Papageno has no Papagena?
Then you haven't a wife?
Not even a girl, let alone a wife.
Patience, Papageno. The gods will take care of you. You'll have a wife before you know it.